And some people who had pigs or hogs on the property might have a container close to the kitchen where the little scraps and things would go into. What was that called?
A slop bucket.
You sound like you may have had one of those around.
You just don't know how far out in the country I live.
And what do you call the vessel you use to fry eggs or bacon, that sort of thing? What do you call that?
Well, my mother called it something that I never heard anybody else call it. She called it a spider.
A spider. Okay.
A spider.
Yes.
A black spider, she called it.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere I read where that term came from, and right now it has escaped me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was either a skillet or a spider.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother was the only person I've ever heard refer to that as a spider.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are others who have, though, but it is an old-fashioned term.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there were ones that might be used in an open fireplace that had little feet, little short feet on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know a term for that? Or would that?
No, that's has a top to it. You caught me there, but I know what it is.
Maybe we can come back to that.
I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay. And also, I expect that probably, if not now, a few years ago, you would have had a big, large pot out on the property somewhere that you could use for washing clothes or making soap, all kinds of things. What would that be called?
It was called a black boiling pot. And that's what they used. They used to heat water to scald hogs with.
Mm-hmm.
Or they call it a hog scalding pot.
Mm-hmm. You know. Okay.
Just a black kettle, mostly.
Okay, kettle too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to cut some flowers out of the garden, you thought of
it's a Dutch oven.
A Dutch oven, okay. And that, of course, was referring to the
one with
the little feet on it.
That's right.
If you were bringing in cut flowers into the house, you would put them in a little container. And what would you call the little container that you put them in?
A vase.
Okay. And if you were bringing in a living plant that had soil in it, what would you call a container in that case?
A pot.
And what do you call the eating utensils that you would use? Each one separately. What you stir with is called a?
A spoon and a knife and a fork.
Okay, and if you had two cutting utensils?
Two knives.
Okay. And if you were having company and your dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to blank the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
Okay.
Getting back to this knife, my mother always referred to the kitchen knives like we use as a case knife.
A case knife.
And I never did know why until I got a little older and I looked on these knives. And by the way, they were always sharp because they were put out by the J.I. Case family.
Uh-huh. Yes, I heard case knife.
Mm-hmm.
In doing the dishes, now after you've done the soapy, put them in the soapy water, the next thing you have to do is
rinse them.
Okay. And the little cloth that you would use in
a dish rag.
All right. And the
you
towel.
You know I've been there, don't you?
And the thing that you would use to dry the dishes with would be called what?
Back when I was growing up, it was called a dish cloth, a dish towel.
Mm-hmm.
I think they call them something else now. Is it? I can't think now, but we call it a dish towel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about for cleaning yourself? What do you call that little piece of small terry cloth that you use?
I call it a washcloth, but back when I was growing up, it was a wash rag.
All right. That's what we were interested in. And when you've had come out of the bathtub, what do you dry off with?
A towel.
Okay. And the thing in the kitchen that you turn on to get water out of is called?
Faucet.
And what would you call it if it was out?